before heavy machinery lifted one of the toll booths from its longtime perch, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul joined State Senator Tim Kennedy and Thruway Authority Executive Director Matthew Driscoll in giving that booth a few whacks with sledgehammers.
So this is a long time coming, so I was overjoyed to be here today to pick up a sledgehammer and to start the process of removing these tolls. It'll give commuters something that's precious, time back in their lives.
The Thruway Authority switched over to a cashless toll system over the weekend, replacing these toll booths with scanners that overlook passing cars from a gantry. Those scanners register either an easy pass on the vehicle or the license plate. In the latter case, a bill is later sent in the mail. State leaders say the change will end the backups and reduce the buildup of toxic auto emissions. Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa says it should also ease some of the traffic on nearby Main Street.
While we're not going to expect to see an enormous reduction, there will be some reduction on Main Street vehicle volume because people going from the 290 out to Transit Road now will find a much easier time taking the mainline 90 than they will Route 5.
The Thruway Authority's Matt Driscoll offered a timeline for when toll booths will all be removed from the roadway.
Now begins phase two, as you can see, with the removal of toll booths here at Williamsville and in Lackawanna. We'll be doing six major locations across by the end of this year, and then of course the rest will continue throughout the course of the winter into early summer months.
In the meantime, Driscoll also urges motorists to subscribe to EasyPass, noting that the toll-by-mail rate is increasing by 30% in 2021. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.